as you allow your seat to support you, knowing that you are blessed beyond measure. We live in the light of God. Allow yourself to be immersed in the ever-present light of Spirit, remembering that wherever we are, this light shines on us. It is in this light that each of us finds and takes hold of our divine expression. So I invite you in this now moment to focus your thoughts as you allow the chair to support you. Focus your thoughts in the awareness of the light of Spirit. Feel the invisible force that surrounds us, that breathes us. Imagine that light moving through every cell of your being. And as we move into this space, this time apart, remember that nothing can extinguish this light. There is no darkness that can drive it out. Imagine the warm glow of this light touching all aspects of your being inside to the out. Know that your heart is filled to overflowing with compassion. Know that you are an expression of wisdom. Know that you are one with this amazing divine light. Know that this divine light illumines your path. It guides you on the road of life. It supports you on your journey. Know that it is guiding you in whatever you consider to be good times or not so good times. Divine guidance flows from this light, providing a feeling of rightness, knowing that you have right use of your faculties, your abilities, your power. Know that you already have the faith that this divine light will guide you in the right and perfect way to and through your good. This light guides your decisions. This light is capable of dissolving any obstacle that you may find in your path. Any issue, any circumstance cannot stand in the face of the radiance of God light. Remember your oneness in Spirit. Each of us radiates grace, strength, beauty. Each of us radiates the light of truth. And as we move for a moment into the silence, know that the light of Spirit is ever glowing in you, expressing through you. Allow that light to envelop you, to embrace you, and sit for a moment in the divine light of Spirit. And take a breath. Allow that light to shine through all that you say, all that you do, expressing all that you are. Know that this light of spirit is eternal, and each of us has the power to make the choice to allow that brilliant, splendid, ever-loving light of spirit to guide us, to feed us. We are so grateful for knowing that light of spirit is. And so it is, and we let it be. Amen. In unity, word. Can you not just go home and just know you've been spoken to? So as I recover from that, knowing grace will guide me in this recovery, I am so grateful to be with you on this best day ever. Because it just is. It is that. It is the best day ever. An amazing woman named Elizabeth Kubler-Ross wrote that people are like stained glass windows. They sparkle and shine when the sun is out. But when the darkness sets in, their true beauty is revealed only if there is a light from within. For me, that's a powerful statement. Because it tells me that in the space of what I perceive is darkness, at any time that I am moving through, I'm trusting I'm moving through any valley of the shadow, any moment or length of time that I feel as though I have blinders on and cannot see the path that I am trusting is laid out in front of me, I am reminded that there is an inner light that exists. There is an inner light that exists that I, Kathy, did not put there. I am not responsible for originating that light. It is that light that I know that I have, that I stand in agreement knowing that each one of you here has, because it is that light that allows us to be the expression of divinity that each of us is. It is that light, some people call it a golden thread. It is that light that ensures my oneness with my Creator. That light that ensures each of us of our oneness with our Creator and thus our oneness with each other. Now, sometimes in my daily activity, I haven't a clue where my light is. I'm just saying. I don't know who turned the switch off because I don't remember doing it. I just know there is no light. I can't find it. I'm stumbling. I'm looking kind of crazy. And then the amazing thing happens. It's just what Dakota sang about. The grace. You know, one of the reasons I love unity is because one of the teachings that we know is that grace supersedes karma. I have learned that I am always reaping, sometimes just a little bit, but often a lot bit more good than I feel that I have put out, that I have been quote-unquote saved by grace. meaning there is that good that is always ever present, ever pervasive in any situation or circumstance I may find myself in where I misstepped, missed the mark, just flat out didn't know, was ignorant, whatever the case is, that there is this divine grace that will say, girlfriend, get your act together. Walk this way. Think this thought. Let go of that. It is not for your good. And I am so grateful for it. And I knew it existed on a particular level even before I found unity. Because my feeling is and my knowing is if it did not exist, I would not be standing here before you. If anyone had told me 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, that I would stand and address my fellow truth walkers at a Sunday service, I'd say, you are out of your mind. That is not possible. I can't. I love to talk amongst my friends, but in front of people, no, such and such way. It would be like a flavorful word up in there. Just saying. And here I stand. And here you are. And here we are in community. This amazing community. Talk about a unity community. Yes, we are this. And it allows me to remember that, yes, through the power and the presence in me, through the power and the presence in each of us in here, that all things indeed are possible. Earlier you heard Brits talk about the power of the month, understanding. That's an amazing power. And Charles Fillmore, our co-founder, tells us in The Revealing Word that God is supreme knowing, that understanding is that which in, I'm going to say humans, comprehends, is understanding. It knows and does this knowing in and from wisdom. And it begins from the realm of ideas. This understanding knows how to accomplish things. Then he goes on to talk about spiritual discernment. It tells us that spiritual discernment reveals that knowledge and intelligence are auxiliary to understanding. He says that there are two ways of getting understanding. One is by following the guidance of spirit that dwells within. And the other is to go blindly ahead and learn by hard experience. Anyone have that experience before? Yes. He goes on to say, intellectual understanding of truth is a tremendous step in the advancing of our sense, our human, mortal consciousness. And to possess it brings, a temptation to use for selfish ends the wisdom and power thereby revealed. So it tells me I have more than one way to look at understanding, that I can look at it from my sense consciousness and have one way of achieving it. And I can use my understanding, coupling it with my other powers, and use it from a point of spirit. Spiritual understanding is the quickening, right? The activation, the turning on of spirit within. Spiritual understanding is the ability of the mind to apprehend and realize the laws of thought and relation of ideas to one another. Now, for me, that was a lot of words. But what I do know is that for me to utilize my power of understanding, that to do so from spirit, prayerfully from spirit, is to my advantage.
Now, there was a disciple. His name is Thomas. When I was growing up, we used to call him Doubting Thomas. Had songs about him. About Doubting Thomas, who wasn't sure about this risen Christ. And he was one, you know, I might believe it if I see it. So according to scripture, you know, he poked and he prodded and he touched the scars and wanted to see what was happening. And I know that there are times when I need to know every single nuance of something before I believe it. There's the flip side to that. There's also the teaching that believing is seeing. And that tells me some other powers I need to activate to know that believing is seeing. My power of faith. And then there's a power of will. And will works wonderfully in combination with understanding because will is sort of that action word behind the activation of all the powers. I need to make a conscious choice that I want to develop my powers and use my powers for good. So although we learn the 12 powers and we're taking them 1 month at a time, and I love that we've gone into the second year of looking at our powers from a vantage point of abundance, that each power we have in possession abundantly, they're really happening all the time. They're happening simultaneously. Some of us feel that we have more gifts or talents in one direction of a particular power than another, but we all have been created with all 12 in us just waiting to be realized in a spiritual realm. One other thing I also realize is that, as H. Emily Cady says in Less Is in Truth, you know, we can do all the reading and studying and going to lectures and buying books and memorizing. We can do it over and over again. But there must be an acceptance of the teachings beyond our human knowledge, my human understanding, that there is a step beyond that physical acquisition of knowledge. When we move into knowing that intellectually, for me, I have seen that grace just doesn't add up. Because I can't earn it. There's nothing I can do that says, if I do X, Y, and Z, I'll have this much grace. Because when we believe in the inexhaustible, loving presence that always is, grace just is. And I have to know that on a level that is beyond my intellect. As I sit with it, meditate with it, pray with it, allow it to embrace me, to move through my being. I know that this knowing is far beyond what I can comprehend. And thus I've activated my faith faculty, my faith, my power of faith. H. Emily Cady says, you've got to know and understand that the will of spirit is for our good. For our good. Not comma. For our good, not question mark. For our good, period. It didn't say for our good if I do X, Y, Z, if I say this, if I do this, if I get this, if I learn this verse, if I sing this particular song. It says for our good, period, and I love that. Joel Goldsmith, who is being studied in the Quest, The Art of Spiritual Healing, has another book, and that book is called The Spiritual Interpretation of Scripture. And he reminds us that we can read Scripture, and not just Scripture in terms of the Bible, but any sacred text. He looked at so many different texts. He said, the sacred texts of all the world's teachings, and we can declare them, state them, however they must, become the very fabric of our being. In other words, a realization of universal truth must occur within each of us. Then we can experience the outer result. So I started thinking about that. And I said to myself, you know, there are times when I feel that, you know, the end of the year comes, I do my end of year review, and I begin to think about what I'm going to write to God, my letters, the letters that we do every January. We do a review, and we get our old ones in the mail, and we see, oh, you know, did this happen? Can I just check off my list and say yes? Because I studied, because I did this, and because I prayed this many times, I can do a check mark. Okay, I got this, and this happened, and that happened. And then about 2 years ago, I realized nothing on my letter was accomplished. Not one cotton-picking thing. And I just felt like I'm such a failure. And I said, what was that about? You know, and I said to myself, self, what's going on here? I had a perception that there was no growth. I had a perception that there had not been the change that I wanted in my life situation from that year to the next. And then when I really took stock, I realized that I had said things, I had written things, I had read things, but there were some things that I actually did not add to my consciousness. In other words, I was affirming left and right, denying up and down. However, there were some other thoughts in me that were bumping it up against what my heart's desires were. And there were some underlying thoughts that said, yeah, you think you want that, but can you really handle it? You say you want that, but do you really believe you're worthy of it? Do you really believe that Spirit would guide you to think those thoughts? Who do you think you are? Striving for that. And something in me did not fully embrace it. So I had to look at that a little more closely. Say, what was it? Because I just didn't understand what was happening. I did not understand that for me, I needed to embrace that possibility with my whole being. I needed to embrace it not just in the words I was speaking and not just in the journaling that I was doing, the prayers that I was saying, whether aloud or internally. But I had to take an action, and I had to actively clean out, exchange those thoughts I was holding that I allowed to undermine what I was saying. So in other words, I needed to line up my words. And they needed to be in alignment with a feeling. I needed to have an impetus. I needed something to jet propel me into accepting my good. I needed to have an understanding that it's a multi-layered process, that I line up my words, well, my thoughts, because thoughts are things. My thoughts, my feelings, my words, and my deeds or my actions needed to be in alignment. So I couldn't have this dream over here and say, I'm not ready really to investigate that fully. So therefore, my action wasn't lined up with the thoughts that I was having. I needed to have that understanding on a spiritual level that if I can imagine it, and if I can move beyond praying for it, but instead using my prayer to pray it into me through an experiential happening, it changed everything. In prayer chaplaincy, we call it praying rain. Not praying for, but coming into agreement, all myself, saying, yes, this is possible because this is the desire of my heart, and I know that I am divinely guided. And when that inkling comes, when that thought and feeling comes, that I can take the step prayerfully in the direction of my dream and know and trust that the universe will conspire in my favor to guide me in the right and perfect way. And the other part of that for me was actually letting go of the result, understanding that my heart's desire is in me for my good, but I may not know exactly how every single step must be. That I, Kathy, may need to recognize that my daily bread is just that. So give me this day that which I can do and will do to take me another step closer to whatever it is that I am wishing to accomplish. And I'm grateful for that, because if I were given the whole thing, I'd mess it up. I'd just get ahead of myself, because I know me. Now, each of us has grace, period. Each of us is grace in expression. Each of us is light in expression. And yet that light looks different, does it not? Because we're all individualized expression of the one light that unifies us all. So my expression will be different than the next person. And the dream can be very similar, but each of us will go about it differently based on life experience, based on what we have come here with, based on what it is for each of us to do individually. So each of us is an integral part of this mosaic, this universe filled with possibility. And each of us walks the journey of figuring out how we shine our light that we're given. Each of us has an individualized blueprint, if you will, in claiming our divinity, our oneness with the allness that is. And it is through this knowing, this understanding, that those desires are placed in us to be brought forth. We can do whatever the creative, healing, loving work that is ours to do. And we want to claim our divinity, do we not? I do. So if I, Kathy, believe in a duality, in other words, I can say there's one power, one present. There was one power and one presence in the universe and expressing as me, through me, as my life, God the good, but that's duality. Yeah. One power, one presence in the universe expressing through me as my life, God the good, period. If I don't have a period there, then I am not claiming my full divine potential. So let each of us end that with a period. It might happen, you know, you might have to have an eraser-sized period just to so you can see it. Use whatever you need to use to allow that image to fully come forth for you. Each of us has to search. So we come here together as like-minded beings to support each other, to say yes with each other, to encourage each other on our journey. Yet there is and are those times when that journey is a very individual journey. But you know what? You have what it takes to rise to the occasion. Each one of us has all that we require. All that we require to bring forth, to lead us to expose us to open our minds to recognize the resources that are available, to come in agreement with divine order, knowing that we are divine order expressed perfectly already. We don't have to get in the flow. We have to know the flow is, and we are that flow. We are it. It is about our awareness. So that's why I say rise and shine. So I may have to rise out of the consciousness I'm presently in and move on up to a higher level of thinking. Grab hold of my powers. Activate them. Do what is required to activate your powers. I have a particular set of things that I do to activate them. They don't really look too cool all the time, but that's all right. I can do that in the privacy of my own home. You know, I sing to the top of my lungs with all kinds of music. That makes me feel good. Dance, when they say dance like nobody's watching, yes, I do that. Mm-hmm. Out of control. Out of control. Yes, I talk with myself. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm thinking something and it's just not lining up and I say it out loud. Because when I say it out loud, it's sort of like, you know, I'm observing how those words land. I'll say, yes, I can. Or, you know, rethink that right there. It's not what you think it is. And I call on my divine understanding and my spiritual understanding. And I couple that with a willingness to act. H. Emily Cady writes in How I Use Truth, "The creator of the universe is no respecter of persons. There are no favorites in God's creation." There are no favorites. In other words, you can't get out of this by saying, oh, but no, not me. I just couldn't. I couldn't possibly. I just can't. Not worth that. It's too much for me. There's no such thing. I invite you to look at the agreements. Periodically, I look at the agreements I've made with myself. I look at the agreements I've made with the universe. And I remember what I've heard so often from this stage, that it's never too late. That we're never too, whatever that O word is that I don't really deal with. I can never be too chronologically gifted to pursue a goal. It's about perception. And I'm not talking about denying my birthdays every year. I love them. But that won't stop me. That won't put a limit on what I choose to do. That does not have to limit what any of us chooses to do. Yes, it may look different than when I was 15, but it doesn't mean the dream can't happen. It just takes a different shape, a different form. And it is perfect for where I am now in my life. Charles Fillmore says in The Atom-Smashing Power of Mind, "So we know that we must develop spiritual understanding and spiritual power in some respects." And you know what he says? "Exceeding that of the master teacher, Jesus." I was like, what? Then I'm reminded of the scripture. "He that believeth on me, the works that I do, as per the great rabbi, we shall do. And greater, and greater." That one mystic came here to show us a way, if we so choose. And Joel Goldsmith also speaks about the universality of truth. So when he looked at the different religions of the world, he saw that thread that ran through each of them, regardless of which mystic made the statement, regardless of what sacred text was being quoted. The universality of truth just is. So each of us has the ability to choose the path. We have the ability to mix and match. We have the ability to choose what works for us because that might change in the next moment. And that's okay. We propel ourselves forward knowing that we are the outpicturing of the infinite and creative mind, capital M, and all the capacity of this great mind. Why? Because we are each divine creations of the Creator. Each of us has within us that divine, amazing light that we are to shine and not hide behind something. I give thanks for the revealing light of spiritual wisdom. Each of us can take a moment to switch our thinking. We can look at a challenge and see it as an opportunity. And we can shine the light on whatever does not look like love, peace, harmony, joy. We turn on our light of spiritual wisdom, that understanding. And we know that each of us has that light, and I'm going to tell you why we have it, because most of you know this. How many of you as a child sang, "This little light of mine"? Right? See, I know you knew that. So during the week when I'm with my seniors and we have a service, I don't sing that. I say to each of them, I invite you to join me in singing just a little bit different. And I say, what I sing is, this bright light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Anybody else? This bright light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This bright light of yours, let it shine, let it shine, and let it shine some more. Because if there's one thing I know, there are a lot of nooks and crannies floating around on this planet, in this universe, that can use some bright, loving, passionate, joyful, vim, and vigorous light. So I say, rise and shine your bright light, and remember that there is nothing that you cannot do through the power and presence of spirit that lives in and expresses as you. So as fellow truth walkers and soldiers of light, shine on, shine on, shine on. And so it is.